Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
With me is Sheila Walsh. Welcome to the program of Straight Talk with Patty.
It's nice to be with you, Patty. Thank you.
Sheila, you've been a member of the Women of Faith speaking team for more than 11 years now. So tell me, how has God made a difference in your life through being a part of this team?
I think one of the greatest gifts of being part of this team is seeing the way that God uses the body of Christ. When you think about what's happening in the arena, you have 15,000 women at different places in their life. Different things are happening. Some are young mothers, some are retired, some are single working women. And when you have a team of women who can all get up on stage and tell their story, someone's going to relate to you. You know, it might be someone might listen to Patsy's story and think that's exactly where I'm at, or Anita Renfro, or Marilyn. But there's just something about coming together as a team and loving one another. And we've really, it's been a growing experience for us as a team. We've gone through deaths and marriages and births of babies, and we've deepened in our relationship with one another and with the Lord.
You recently wrote a book, Get Off Your Knees and Pray. What inspired you to write this?
I write from what I want to understand as opposed to what I know. And that became a journey for me to understand, Lord, how do I pray? And when you go through dark seasons in life, how do you pray? How do I understand how God works in prayer? And I went through two very dark years, 2005 and 2006, were very difficult years, just so many things happening one after another after another. And I found myself at times almost not even having the words to pray. And what I discovered was that for me as a believer, and I think for any of us, prayer is as vital as our very breath. So rather than, I realized I'm not going to get through this time if I just try and do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. So from the first thing in the morning when I got up, I would say, you know, today, Father, I'm putting my hand in your hand. I don't know where you're going, but wherever you're going, I'm coming with you until I close my eyes at night. And that's why it was get off your knees and pray. Just wherever your Father's going, follow him.
That's awesome, of staying connected to the Father. Rich, rich, rich. Clinical depression, let's talk about it. It's growing more and more. How do you encourage people who are struggling with depression?
I think there's still a huge stigma attached to any kind of depression or mental illness or anything that can't be seen on a chart or a graph. And what I try and encourage women to understand is that it's not about your spiritual life. It's about your brain chemistry. Sometimes people go through a dark time. I spoke to a young woman last night who lost her son, her four-year-old son, had a brain tumor, and they thought he was going to make it, and then within a matter of days, he was gone. Now, what she is going through is deep grief, and depression is part of that, where you just feel the tremendous loss. And usually, as time moves on and you have friends and the support of other people, that lifts. But there are some people, and I'm one of them, whose brains just don't make enough of the chemical serotonin. And we need help to be able to function as the women God has called us to be. So I've taken medication from 1992, and I'm still on it today. Now, I know that God could heal me, and if he does, I'll be sure to tell you about it. But until then, I'm very grateful. And I take my little pill every morning with a prayer of thanksgiving that God has made help available for those who need it.
At this point in your life, Sheila, what is God teaching you?
I think the greatest thing that God is teaching me is to let go. In fact, I've just finished writing my book for next year. And really, that's what it's all about. During that dark time in my life, I found myself one Sunday morning getting up and getting ready for church and looking at myself in the mirror and just feeling like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And as I stood there, I heard in my spirit God say, "I will deliver you." And I was like, "Well, how, Lord? I will deliver you." And the more I argued back and forth with the Lord, I suddenly realized how ridiculous my questions were, because how he was going to do it was irrelevant because of who he is. If God says, "I'm going to deliver you," then I have to let go. I have to take my hands off and say, "Father, I trust you. As I walk through this journey, I'm going to trust you and let go and stop trying to control things in my life that I can't control." But the great news is that God's heart toward me is good. And nothing will happen to whoever is listening to this that hasn't already passed through the merciful hands of your Father who loves you.
Sheila, who is a legacy of your life? Who has left an imprint on your heart and gone before you?
One of my dearest friends was Ruth Graham, Dr. Billy Graham's wife. She has been a friend to me throughout all the years. In fact, one of the most precious gifts was I had, when I was with the 700 Club, I had gone to their house. It was Dr. Graham's 70th birthday, and they'd invited me to come and spend the weekend at the house. And I brought a film crew, and we did two or three shows. But after they left, Ruth asked me to stay for a day. Dr. Graham was going out of town, and she and I just did the day together to talk and laugh and go for a walk. And then at night, when she tucked me into bed, she came and read me a story. But the most amazing thing to me was after I got out of the hospital, I was hospitalized for a month with clinical depression. One of the very first people to contact me was Ruth. And she sent me this beautiful little devotional, Daily Light. And she said, Sheila, I know this is a dark time, but you're going to make it. And I'm praying for you and I love you. And I think of, she's with the Lord now, she's home free. But I will never forget the impact that she has made on my life.
Sheila, if someone would like to get in touch with you and contact you, what do they need to do?
Well, we have a website, which is just www.sheilawalsh.com, or you can go to our Women of Faith website, www.womenoffaith.com, and I'd love to hear from you. If you go to my website, you can actually sign up for a newsletter. I send one out every week, just hoping to encourage women in their day or, you know, make them smile or just remind them that they are seen by God and loved.
Thank you for your wonderful heart, for your time, and the difference that God uses you to make in the lives of ladies and men far beyond what you'll ever know. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.